Thank you and good morning. Firefighters from the Arcata Fire Protection District had a busy night on Tuesday, and it involved two separate vehicle collisions. The first involved four juveniles whose vehicle overturned on Highway 299 near Glendale at around 6 p.m. When Arcata Fire arrived on scene, the vehicle was on its wheels, but the roof was caved in. Two of the passengers in the back seat had managed to crawl out of the car, but the driver and a front seat passenger had to be extricated with the jaws of life. All four occupants were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries ranging from minor to moderate. The second collision happened minutes later at the Highway 101-299 interchange after a vehicle ran off the road and hit a tree before rolling down an embankment. Arcata firefighters extricated one person who was later pronounced dead from the injuries they suffered, while a second occupant had to be cut from the car. The CHP is investigating the cause of both crashes. The Wall That Heals is in Humboldt County and will be on display 24 hours a day through Sunday at the Bear River Community Center in Lolita. Local volunteers and supporters of the wall donated $12,000 to get the memorial to the county, and this is one of 10 stops planned for the memorial. The Wall That Heals will be taken down at noon on Sunday to begin its trip to another location. It remains the focus of law enforcement across the state, and in 2013 alone, more than 400,000 drivers in California were issued tickets. But traffic safety when it comes to the use of cell phones and other electronic devices while behind the wheel remains a concern. That's why local law enforcement agencies and the CHP will focus on distracted driving during the month of April. Talking, texting, or surfing the web while behind the wheel can be deadly. The National Highway Transportation Safety Administration estimates that distracted driving is responsible for more than 3,000 deaths per year on highways. It's very simple. Put your cell phone and other electronic devices away when you're behind the wheel. In local crime news, the CHP continues its search for Stephen Walkenhorst, who was behind the wheel of an SUV during a single-vehicle collision on Highway 101 north of Laytonville on Sunday afternoon. Walkenhorst lost control of the SUV, which sheared off a power pole and rolled over before coming to a rest. Walkenhorst was ejected from the vehicle and then gathered his belongings before walking away from the scene, leaving three injured passengers trapped in the truck. Anyone with information about Walkenhorst is asked to contact the CHP. The coroner's office continues its task of identifying the remains of an adult male found near Bear Road in Hoopa last week. The death is considered suspicious, and the victim was wearing black sweatpants with the Hoopa Warriors logo, Air Jordan brand tennis shoes, and a black T-shirt with the California Republic logo. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The Superior Court of California, Humboldt County, is accepting applications for those interested in serving on the civil grand jury for the upcoming 2015-2016 fiscal year. To be eligible, applicants must be 18 years of age, a U.S. citizen, a resident of Humboldt County for at least 1 year, and not currently serving as an elected official or on any boards or commissions appointed by the Board of Supervisors. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Today is the first day of April, and it also happens to be the day the increase in the county sales tax goes into effect. Measure Z, the half-cent sales tax increase approved by voters last November, was passed as a way to increase funding for public safety, primarily police, fire, and the DA's office. A committee has been formed to provide suggestions to the Board of Supervisors about how that money should be distributed, and Supervisor Rex Bone pointed out that the measure didn't pass with a unanimous vote, and skeptics remain.
They're just like the rest of us. We want to do the right thing. It's the people's money. It was 56% of the people wanted us to do it. So as I've said 10 other times, 44% of it, we've got to prove to them we're going to do the right thing. The best part about this is performance-based. People want to see some differences.
The 9-member committee, comprised of people with experience in public safety and the business community, is focused on identifying the most urgent needs, as well as taking a longer look down the road.
Yeah, it starts today. It starts April 1st. And so everybody really believes what they're asking for, they need right now. And some of this, it's a 5-year implementation. So some of these are going to be ongoing costs. So we've got to figure out, you know, do we roll us over 5 years? Do we hit everybody's buttons the first year and then scale back? It's going to be that's going to be the hard part to make things the best.
Measure Z is expected to bring in around $6 to $8 million per year, and where and how it will be spent will be part of the county's next budget. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.